Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Chaf Dalet, and we will begin on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom, Yoshev. We learned in the Mishnah that one of the disqualifications, a kohen may not do the avoda while he's sitting. And the Gemara wants to know, Manola, from where do we know that a kohen may not do the avoda when he's sitting, and if he does the avoda when he's sitting, he disqualifies the avoda. Mefarshim asks, we've already learned that the halacha is ein yeshiva ba'azara elo l'malchei beistav uvad, that the only individuals who may sit in the azara were malchei beistav, and therefore they ask, why do we need any special limud to teach us the halacha b'yoshiv if the halacha is that no one may sit in the azara if they're not from malchus beistav? So some mefarshim suggest that that halacha of Ein Yeshiva Bazar Ela Malka Beis Tavid is only Midrabana. With the Raisa, there is no Issa to sit in the Azara. Now Gemara is seeking of Issa Midaraisa. However, others, Rishonim, learned that certainly the Issa of sitting in the Azara applies Midaraisa. And the reason our Gemara needs a special limud for the disqualification of sitting either is to teach us, as we're about to learn, that not only may the avoda not be done sitting, but if the avoda were done sitting, the avoda is disqualified, or to teach us the halacha, an issue that we'll discuss also later in our shiur, that not only may one not do the avoda sitting, but he may not even do it besmicha, he may not lean on someone else, and that's what our Gemara is coming to teach us. Or another teretz that I saw, an issue that we have discussed actually previously, and that is that even though, as we just said, Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara Elo L'malchei Beistav Uvad, we've discussed that we know that certain kabanas, kotche kotchim, had to be eaten in the Azara. And the question was, when those kabanas were they eaten sitting or standing? And we quoted that it is the opinion of many Rishonim that even though Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, one may not sit in the Azara, certainly when it came to eat the Kabbonis, they did eat the Kabbonis while they were sitting. That's the only appropriate way to sit. So we see that if there is a purpose, then one may sit when eating the Kabbonis in the Azara. And that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us, that there's never an acceptable reason to sit in the Azara. There's never an acceptable reason to sit in the Azara when doing the Avodah. So, says the Gemara again, Yoshev, we learned in the Mishnah that doing the Avodah while sitting is Aser, Menoah. Gemara wants to know from where we notice Halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra. The Pasuk says, Lamed Ulisharis. Lamida b'chartiv v'lo yeshiva. The kohen is only supposed to do his avodah while he's standing, not while he's sitting. Tarabon, and the Gemara continues along the same mahalach. And again, we're going to learn the Gemara the way Rashi is in our printed Rashi. That's what the way Rashi learned the Gemara. And Rashi says that the Gemara is trying to teach us that a kohen doing the avoda while he's sitting is similar to a zar. And just like we know certainly that a zar may not do the avoda, so too may a kohen while he's sitting not do the avoda. Tana Rabbanan, la'amid l'sharis, mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do the avoda while standing. But I would think it's only l'chatchila. K'shoimer, Ha'omdim, when the Torah uses the words, repeats the word Ha'omdim. So you know there's a rule, Shana Labakos of Lakif. And whenever the Torah repeats a rule by Kachim, it means to teach us that it's essential. And this is how we know that the Kohen must stand. Amalei, Ravel Rav Nachman. Michti. Let's analyze this, says the Gemara. Yoshev, somebody who's sitting, was saying Kizar Dami. It's considered as if it's a Zar who's doing the Avodah. Umachla Avodah. And therefore we said that if he does the Avodah while he's sitting, he disqualifies the Avodah. So ask the Gemara, shouldn't we take it to the next step and say, Ema ma zor b'misa, just like a zor when he does the avoida, Rachman Tzlan, his chayv misa de shemayim, so too should be the halacha af yoshev b'misa, that if someone does the avoida while sitting, his chayv misa. Allah matani, why have we learned in a braisa of oin oral oin and yoshev? There's somebody, a person who didn't have a bris milah, or he's an oinin, or he's a sitting, ain't the misa al basara, and the kohen does the avoida in these statuses, they're not chayiv misa. Answers the Gemara, shouldn't have a mechus begodim, the shloi roch chidayim reglayim, shnei ksum abayim keechot, v'chal shnei ksum abayim keechot, ain't melamdim. Explains the Gemara. The Gemara's question is that we should learn from a zor, that just like a zor, if he does the avoid the Rachman Tzlon, his chayiv misa, so too should be the halacha when a kohen does the avoid when he's sitting. Answers the Gemara that whenever we follow such a model, that the Torah said a halacha, and then we want to use the halacha that the Torah said as a source to learn from that for other areas, that is, of course, an acceptable approach. That's the way we constantly learn. However, says the Gemara, where the Torah says the same halacha twice, then we don't follow the regular model. And the explanation is very clear. If the Torah wanted that this should be the rule everywhere, the Torah should have just said this rule once, and then we should apply that rule to all other situations. Why did the Torah have to say the rule twice? The reason, ostensibly, the Torah had to say the rule twice is to teach us that where the rule is stated, so is indeed the rule. And where the rule is not stated, this will not be the rule. And therefore, says the Gemara, if the Torah went out of its way in the parasha of Mechus Begodim, Alei Rochot Yudayim Reglayim, to teach us that this Koyin who does the avoid in such a way is chai misa de shemayim, it's to teach us that only there where the Torah said so is the halacha that way. Anywhere else if the Torah doesn't say so, the halacha won't be that way. Ask the Gemara, ulamandam and melamdim, this issue of shnei ksum abayim keechot, if the same halacha is stated twice, melamdim, can it serve as a source for other areas or not, is actually a machlokes. And there is an opinion that holds that shnei ksum abayim keechot. The halacha is melamdim, that even if the Torah said the same rule twice, we could still use it for source for other areas of halacha. So again, our question comes back, why don't we learn from zor that the halacha should be that the kohen who does the avoda when he's sitting is chayav misa? Says the Gemara, shesu yarav lishlishi, we have three places where the Torah clearly indicates that if somebody does the avoda in that way, he's chayav misa. Them being mechus begodim, lechutz rochot yadayim reglayim, and shesu yayin. And states the Gemara, shlisha derachal and melandim. Everybody agrees that when the Torah says something three times, we could apply the concept that where the Torah said it, so is the rule, and where the Torah doesn't say it, we can't extrapolate that the halacha should be so elsewhere. And therefore, the halacha will be that a yoshev may not do the avoida. He disqualifies the avoida, but there is no chi misa b'dei shemayim. In fact, based on this Gemara, there are poskim that suggest that kabbonis that we say every morning should be also said standing, because we're learning from our Gemara that that's the way the avoidim had to be done standing. So the kabbonis that we say corresponding to that avoida should also be said standing. It's the opinion of most poskim, including the Mishnah Berura, that one does not have to stand when saying kabbonis. Interesting to note that Darach HaShulchan says that if a kohen is saying kabbonis, he should stand when he says the kabbonis. And the explanation of the in understanding the Aruch HaShulchan is because the kohen certainly is more similar to the kohen that did the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, and the kohen of the Beis Hamikdash we just finished learning stood when he did the avoda. interesting shaila that the Paiskim discuss is regarding the Sias Kapayim. Where Kahanim Duchen must they stand? The opinion of most Paiskim, the Nadav Yehuda, the Panim Iris, is that the Sias Kapayim is an Avoida, and I just finished learning that Avoida must be done standing. The Shalas Chuvis, Shvus Yankiv, wants to suggest that the Nesias Kapayim done nowadays, when it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash, we also know that when the Nesias Kapayim was performed in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shema Mefarish was clearly articulated. Obviously, when Kohanim do Nesias Kapayim Bezman Hazeh, they don't say the Shema Mefarish. And perhaps also, if it's not a situation where the Kohen is sitting, he's just leaning, the Shvus Yaakov wants to suggest perhaps a Kohen may duchen under such circumstances. The Mishnah Brura is machmer, and the Mishnah Brura says that a Kohen should not do Nesias Kapayim while he's sitting. However, the Mishnah Brura is lenient regarding the people who are listening to the Nesias Kapayim, but even though L'chatchil, of course, the halacha is that the Sibur, when they hear Nesias Kapayim, should stand. Says the Mishnah Brura that if they do Nesias Kapayim, we have an individual in the Tzibur who cannot sit, who cannot stand, he may sit in the Tzibur during the Nesias Kapayim. A similar question that's brought up by the Paiskim is regarding a bracha. When one makes a bracha, must he stand or could he sit? Certainly it's the opinion of the Paiskim that when a bracha, Berachas Hanenen, a bracha on food is made, one need not stand. The question that comes up is regarding Berachas HaMitzvahs. There are those that suggest that by Berachas HaMitzvahs one should stand, particularly since we're saying, when we make the bracha, we say the Tzivanu, we're doing what Hashem told us to do, and our Gemara seems to teach us that Hashem wants us to do the Avodah in a standing fashion. However, it seems from the Paiskim that the only time one must stand when making a bracha is when the bracha is being made on a mitzvah that has to be done while one is standing. So if the mitzvah has to be performed when standing, so too should the bracha be said while standing. But if it's a bracha on a mitzvah that's not required to be done standing, one may sit when making the bracha. Interesting vart from the Sefer Arvei Nachal. He says, we say, it says in Tehillim, in the Shir HaMalos, Hine Baruch Hu Adei Hashem Ha'oimdim, Hine Baruch Hu Es Hashem Kol Adei Hashem Ha'oimdim Bebeis Hashem Balelos. So he says, Posh Pshat, the Pasuk is referring to those who are Oimdim Bebeis Hashem, those who are serving the Beis Hashem. But the difficulty in explaining the Pasuk that way is that the Pasuk concludes Balelos. And we know, as we have been learning, that the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash was not done Balelos. It was not done in the evening. So how do we understand that Pasuk? So he explains that the Pasuk is actually not referring to those who did the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. On the contrary, what the Pasuk is teaching us is there are those that are even greater than those that did the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Hine, Baruch Hu Hashem. You know what is the highest level of Baruch Hu Hashem? The highest level of those who are called Avdei Hashem, who are considered the real Avdei Hashem? Those who learn Torah. Because, says the Pasuk, the people who learn Torah, ha'omdim b'beis Hashem b'leilos, whereas a kohen did not do the avodah b'leila, a person who learns Hashem's Torah learns Torah b'yoyim u'b'leila. And he explains that pshat in the pasuk, zois Torah sa'oila, hi ha'oila amot al mizbeach kol ha'leila. So he says, the pasuk says zois Torah sa'oila, and we know that Rashi, the Medrash, says on this pasuk, zois Torah sa'oila, kol ha'oisim b'tarah Parashas Oyla, Kikrav Oyla. Learning Tyrus Oyla may even be is equal or even greater than bringing the carbon. And that's what the Pasuk says. Zois Torah Sa'ayla. This is the category of somebody who learns Torah Sa'ayla. He Ayla Al Maikta Al Mizbeach. Learning the Parasha Sa'ayla may even be greater than actually performing the Avod of the Ayla. You know why? Kol Halayla. Because you can learn by night, but you can't bring a carbon by night. Ha'aymdim. Those who learn Torah are greater than those that are Aymdim, the ones that had a stand. Agmar says that Kayanim had a stand. Those that learn are even greater than those who are Aymdim Beis Hashem, than those that did the Avodah. We learned in the Mishnah, Aymdim Agav Kalim, Agav Behema, Agav Ragl Chaveroi. If somebody stood on top of Kalim, or on top of an animal, or on top of somebody else's foot, in all these cases, the Avodah is possible. Says the Mermanola, how do we know that so is the din? The Tanakh Bei Bishmar, Hoil V'Ritzlam Kodeshes, just like we know that the floor of the Azara was Kadosh Holy, the Klisharis Mekudoshim, and so too are the Klisharis. Machlok is how to understand what the Gemara means here when it says Klisharis. Does it mean the Big Day Kahuna, or does it mean the Kalim in which they did the Avoida with? Ma Klisharis, just like the Big Day Kahuna, we have learned, or just like the Klisharis that they did the Avoida with, we have learned, there may not be any chatzitza. Af ritzpa, so too, the halachas with the ritzpa, there may not be any chatzitza between the kayin and the ritzpa, and therefore the kayin has to stand directly on the ritzpa itself. The Mefarshim point out that according to the Pshat that we're comparing the Kahanim standing on the Ritzpah to the Big Day Kahuna, the comparison is not a perfect comparison. We learned earlier when it comes to the Big Day Kahuna how Chazal taught us that maybe even ear is considered Chatzitza. Certainly the level of Chatzitza that exists by Big Day Kahuna is not identical to the level chatzitza that exists by the ritzpah. So we're just learning one concept from the other. Furthermore, the Mefarshim debate, what does the Gemara mean, hoil the ritzpah mekudeshes? Most explain that the ritzpah had a kedush in it. We're about to learn that David HaMelech was mekadesh the ritzpah, and therefore the kohen should stand directly on the ritzpah which is holy. However, I saw other Mefarshim explain, hoil the ritzpah Mekudeshes, is that from the Ritzpah emanates a Kedusha. And therefore, since Kedusha emanates from the Ritzpah, we want the Kahanim to stand directly on the Ritzpah. And in fact, the Yaris Tavash explains, that is why the Halacha is that Kahanim did the Avoid in the Beis HaMikdash barefoot, because again, we wanted that the Kedusha of the Ritzpah should penetrate directly into the Kahanim, and there should be nothing between them and the Ritzvah. The other pshat that we said was, there's not allowed to be a chatzitza between the Kohen and the Ritzvah, just like there may not be a chatzitza between the Kohen and the Klisharis. Even though the Rishonim point out, the halacha is, when it comes to the mitzvah of Lulav, the halacha is there's not allowed to be a chatzitza, but the Gemara also Masech Tesekha says the lekicha aydei dover acher shmoi lekicha, that the halacha is that one could use some sort of an instrument to hold the lulav. So why here is the halacha that a chatzitza is possible? So some rishonim explain that when we say the lekicha aydei dover acher shmoi lekicha, it doesn't mean that a chatzitza is permissible. In fact, they suggest that if one were wearing gloves, one should not be wearing gloves when he takes the dalminim. If l'kichai de davacha, that's the way you're able to pick up the dalminim, that's fine. In chatzitza, it may be a different halacha altogether. Or they explain that the Torah is stricter when it comes to the avoid of a kayin than when it comes to dalminim. By the dalminim, the Torah says l'kachtem. It has to be a lekicha tama. And the halach is that a lekicha yidei davar achar shma lekicha. Whereas here the Torah is stricter, the Torah doesn't want any chatzitza, and therefore what may be acceptable there will not be acceptable over here. Continues the Gemara v'tzricha. Why did the Gemara ask the Mishnah have to teach us the same halakha three times, that the Kohen must stand directly on the Ritzba, he's not going to be standing al kalim, agav behema, agav ragla chaveri? Isn't that all the exact same halakha? Answers the Gemara. The Yashmin and Keli, if we had only learned the Hakeli, is considered chatzitza, mishum delav mina debasinu. This is completely different than the Kohen's leg. Ava behema de mina debasinu. An animal is the same as a Kohen, it's all basar. Emaloi, it's not going to be considered a chatzitza. V'yashmin behema, the la mina de adamhu. It's not considered a person altogether. Ava chaveru de adamhu. A chaver is another type of person. Emaloi, it should not be considered chatzitza. As we have a rule, min beminoi ein chaitzitz. Sricha, that's what we have to see, teach us that even a person's leg is considered a chatzitza. Why indeed is a person's leg a chatzitza? If we just said the halacha is min beminoi ein chaitzitz. So I saw a number of explanations. One explanation is because a person's leg, even though it's min beminoi, is a davar chashuv, and the davar chashuv is considered a chatzitza. Another explanation is because a person, if I want to stand on somebody else's leg, it's likely that the person is going to take his leg away, and therefore it's certainly chatzitza. Or another explanation suggested is that it's considered a lack of derech sheiros. The Gemara is going to introduce that the avoda has to be done with derech sheiros, and the proper way of doing an avoda, and certainly standing on top of someone else's leg is not the respectable way of doing an avoda. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rav Elazar Omer, Ragla achas al keli, v'ragla achas al ritzpa. If a kohen has one foot on a keli and one foot on the floor, ragla achas al evin, v'ragla achas al ha ritzpa, or he has one on a stone and one on the floor, right. We make the following analysis. Kol she'oli not a keli, but not a levin. If the stone were removed, or the keli were removed, yokel lamed aragla akas v'yavid, he could still remain standing on the foot that's on the ground, then the avodos is kshera. Memlaf, but if he can't, avodos is psua, then the avodos is possible. The Achroinim make a number of observations. One observation they say is that unlike what we learned previously, that when it comes to the Avoida had to be done with the right hand, here it makes no difference, the Gemara doesn't differentiate between the right foot or the left foot. All we look at is if he could remain standing on the foot with the foot on the ground, it's fine, and if not, not. Furthermore, the Achroinim debate, what would be the halacha if he could also remain standing alone on the foot that's on the keli? Will that be a disqualification? Most achroinim, the Sfasemis says this, are of the opinion as long as he could stand on the foot on the ground alone, that's good enough. Others say it's only because it's the foot on the ground that's giving him the whole support. But if it could be the other way around too, that the foot that's on the keli also could remain standing alone, then it would be disqualified, b'chiddush. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out, why does the Beleza have to speak both about a case about where one foot is on the keli and one foot is on an evet? And they explain, the chiddush here is that not only in the case where his foot is on a keli do we have this issue, but even when his foot is on stone and the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was made out of stone, so we would think that perhaps standing on the stone ought not to be considered a chatzitza. Teaches us the Gemara that even if one foot is on the stone and he can't remain standing with the foot on the floor alone, it will be an issue. Ask the Gemara, Boyer of Ami, Nadal Dala Evid, if the stone of the tile of the Azara became loose, Vamin Alav, and the kind standing on that tile, Mahu Wa will be Ralacha. Says the Gemara, Hecha de Ein Datal Chabra, where there is no intention to reconnect that tile, there is no question, the Vadi Chaitzi. And the Mefarshim point out that who's the one that's going to make the decision if that tile should be reconnected? It's not the Kohen that's doing the Avoida. because the Kohen doing the Avodah is not in charge of the Azara. What the Gemara here means is, what is the intention of the Gizbar? What is the intention of the person who's going to be doing the Avodah, who's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? If his intention is not to reconnect that tile, then the halacha is that it's certainly chatzitza. Kiti ba'ilach, when is the question? The datil chabra, when there is an intention to reattach the stone. Mai, what is the halacha? Kiva datil chabra, k'mi the chabra damya, since there is an intent to reconnect, it's not a chatzitza. Adama hashtam yotalisha, right? So it's disconnected, and therefore it's a chatzitza. Says the Gemara, Rav Zutra boy lehachi. Rav Zutra had this version of the Gemara's question. Boy, Rav Ami asked the following question. Nekra Evan, if the tile got disconnected, v'ama the mekayim mahu, but the stone is still in its place. So analyzes the Gemara what Rav Ami means. My kubin boy lehi. The question is, ki kadosh David ritz bel yarn kadosh. As we said earlier, David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Azara. The Gemara describes in Masechet Shavuos that there was an entire procedure done to be Mekadosh the Azara. And now the Gemara is trying to analyze, when David HaMelech was Mekadosh the Azara, was he only Mekadosh the upper level? Oy, Dilma Adla Aris the Tahoy Mekadosh, he was Mekadosh all the way down. And therefore, even if there is no, even if there is the tile is missing, the Kedusha remains. So ask the Gemara, why is the question asked specifically about one tile? She should have asked if the tiles of the entire Azara are missing, what would be the halacha? Therefore, says the Gemara, there is no question that when David HaMelech was Mekadosh, he was Mekadosh all the way down. So what is the question? The question is, Derek Sheres Bekach, as we just spoke about this concept a moment ago, or in Derek Sheres Bekach, if standing on a spot where a tile is missing, is that a deficiency in Derek Sheres, and therefore the Avodah will be possible, or is not considered an issue as far as Derek Sheres, and the Gemara actually remains with a Teiku. So as the most Mepharshim learn, the Avodah had to be done Derech Sheres, the Avodah had to be done in a respectful manner, and standing on a spot where the tile is missing lacks in the proper respect. That's how most Mepharshim learn Pshat in the Gemara. The Brisk Rav has an interesting approach. His approach is that, as we learned earlier in the Shir, the Avodah must be done by Midah, and if one is standing on a spot where there is no rit, where there is no tile, it may be that it's not considered that he's doing the Avodah B'Midah, which we learned earlier in this year, is so essential. Furthermore, I saw that the Mepharshim asked, if we're learning now that the Avodah must be done standing on the Azara, we know that Torah says, regarding the lighting of the menorah, Ba'aloyscha Asaneros, that there was a step stool in front of the menorah on which the Kohen, which Aaron the Kohen, would go up to light the menorah. And the question is, doesn't he have to be standing on the ritzpah? So I saw two answers. One answer is that there's a gzeiros hakosef, that even though, as we've been learning, one must stand on the floor of the Azara, or the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah is an exception to the rule. Or another pshat that I saw is that they only stood on that step stool when they did the dishon, when they did the cleaning of the menorah, so they could see, the menorah is very tall, and that they should be able to see inside the cups of the menorah that it was properly cleaned, they had to stand on a step stool. But actually, when they lit the menorah, they didn't stand on the step stool, they stood on the floor. Furthermore, our Gemara indicates that certainly the Kedusha of David HaMelech being Mekadosh the Azara was such a serious Kedusha, and it certainly went down at Tahoim until the depths. Interesting Bach that I saw. The Bach says that we know that the Medrash says, Ma'olam lozoza shchina mikoisel hamaravi. The shchina has never left the koisel hamaravi. Says the Bach, why? Why does the Kaisler Meravi have this special quality that the Shekhinah never left it? So he says that because the bottom row of stones of the Kaisler Meravi, the first five rows, were built by David HaMelech. And our Gemara is teaching us that whatever David HaMelech did when it comes to Kedusha remains forever. It has a very strong Kedusha. And therefore, that remains forever. Interesting question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss, based on our Gemara, that our Gemara just taught us that the Kedusha of the Azara, once the Azara was Niskadish, the Kedusha goes all the way till the Tahoim. So the Paiskim discuss, what would be the halacha, and one has a basic Knesset, that they want to refinish the basement, and they want to build washrooms under the Beis HaKnesses. If is the halacha that the Kedusha, just like the Kedusha of the Azara, went at Tahoima, perhaps the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses also goes at Tahoim, and one has to preserve the Kedusha of the area under the Beis HaKnesses. Of course, the Pais can point out that most of our shuls, but the Kinsiyos and but the Midrashis, are built al Tanai, and the Tanai, this will be included in the Tanai. We learned in the Mishnah, Kiva B'smo, if the Kohen did the Kabbal Saddam with his left hand, Posel, the opinion of Tanakam is that it's Posel, but Rav Shimon Machshir. Tan Rabbanu, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Etzba of Lokach, the Pasuk says that the Kohen should, the Lokach HaKohen, V'dam HaChatas Etzba, V'nosan HaKarnas Mizbeach HaOyla, V'zdoma Yishboich, A Yisoyd Bizbach HaOyla, the Pasuk says the words Be'etzba V'lokach, Melamed Shloy Tekibola El B'yamin. From here we learn that the Kabbalah has to be done with Yamin, with the right hand. Be'etzba V'nosan, similarly we learn Be'etzba V'nosan to teach us that Melamed Shloy Tekibola, that the Zrikas Hadam has to be done El B'yamin, that it too must only be done with the right hand. Amar Rav Shimon says, V'chinem yad b'kabbalah. Does the Torah use the word yad regarding Kabbalah? Ela ba'etzva v'nosan, shloi tahay nesina el b'yamin. That the nesina, that the zrikas adam, has to be with the right hand. Hoyov le'nem yad b'kabbalah. But that is only halacha, says Rav Shimon, regarding the Kabbalah Saddam, the Zrika Saddam. There is no such pasuk regarding the Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore says Rav Shimon, Kiva B'smo, if one did the Kabbalah with the left hand, it's kosher. Ask the Gemara. Let's understand the opinion of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Memonoshach, is like Gzer Shava, if he has the Gzer Shava of Yad Yad, that the Gemara is going to quote soon, that teaches us a Gzer Shava between the word Yad here and the word Yad regarding the Avoida of the Mitzayra. What the Torah says regarding the Mitzayra when he finishes his procedure for becoming Tar. And the Torah also says, that from there we see that it always means the right hand. So ask the Gemara, even if the Torah Kiloi Nemra, ask the Gemara of Shimon, Kiloi Nemra Yad B'Kabbalah Mahaveh, even if the Torah doesn't have the word Yad explicitly by Kabbalah, there's a Gzer Shava that connects the word Etzba that said by the Parsha of Karbon to the word Etzba that it says by the Parsha of Mitzayra. That just like we said by the Mitzayra, it's the right hand, here too it has to be the right hand. In ask the Gemara, if on the other hand, less like Gzeru Shava, that he doesn't have a Gzeru Shava, and therefore he's not learning the Gzeru Shava of Etzba Etzba, connecting the Parsha of Kabbonis to the Parsha of Mitzayra, can never be Yad B'Kabbalah Mahavi. Even if the Torah would have used the word Yad, it shouldn't make a difference. There is no Gzeru Shava connecting these two Parshas. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yirmiya. Loilam Amar Yehuda. Loilam less the Gzer Shava. Rav Shimon does not have a Gzer Shava. V'chachikamer. And this is the way to understand it. V'chinemer Yad Yamin b'Kabbalah. Does the Torah say anywhere that the right hand should be used regarding the Kabbalah Saddam? And Hoyle, says the Gemara, V'loi nema yad yamin b'kabbalah. Since the Torah doesn't say that we have to use the right hand, the halacha is kiva v'smol kasha. Ask the Gemara, fine. According to Shimon, since there is no reference in the Torah that the right hand must be used for the Kabbalah, Rav Shimon says that the Kabbalah may be done even with the left hand. Amalei Rabbi, so if so, why does Rav Shimon say that the Zrika can't be done with the left hand? The halacha should be by the Zrika the same. Void the Chi Leslei Rav Shimon Gzeres Shava. Can we say that Rav Shimon doesn't hold the Gzeres Shava? But Tanya, isn't there a brayso that says Rav Shimon Omer, Kom Makom Shnei Yad? Wherever the Torah uses the word Yad, En El Yamin, it means the right hand. Etzba, wherever the Torah uses the word Etzba, En El Yamin, it means the right hand. Because we always learn Gzeres Shava from Metzaira. So how can we say that Rav Shimon doesn't have this Gzeres Shava? Elam Rava, this is the way Rava explains Rav Shimon's opinion. Loilam is like Gzeres Shava. Rav Shimon certainly has the Gzeres Shava. Vavkam, and this is the way to understand him. V'chi Nemer Yad the Kabbalah. Does the Torah use the word Yad regarding the Kabbalah? The Torah doesn't. And since the Torah doesn't use the word, Hayav like Nemer Yad the Kabbalah. Since the Torah doesn't use the word Yad regarding the Kabbalah, Ella Etzpa. The Torah, the only word that's used in that pasuk is Etzpa. V'efshel Kabbalah v'Etzpa. And certainly when the Torah uses the word Etzpa, it doesn't mean the Kabbalah, because Kabbalah cannot be done just with the finger alone. Therefore, the halacha is kibbutz a small kosher. If he did the Kabbalah with the left hand, it's kosher. So in other words, what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Rav Shimon says if the Torah uses the word Etzpa, it means the right hand. And as we quoted the pasuk earlier, this pasuk regarding Kabbalah does use the word Etzpa. But says Rava, in explaining Rav Shimon's opinion, that when the Torah used the word Etzba, it wasn't referring to the Avoido of Kabbalah Saddam, because the Kabbalah Saddam can't be done with the Etzba alone. It's only referring to the Zrika, and therefore, Etzba teaches us that the Zrika must be done with the right hand. Etzba cannot teach us anything regarding the Kabbalah, because Kabbalah can't be done with the Etzba alone. Ask the Gemara. Why not? Amalei Rebrei de Rabashi Lervino. Efshe de Avalei Oizen L'Sfas Mizrak U'makababa. It's possible to make some sort of a handle to the edge of the bowl with which the Kabbalah Saddam was done, and you'll be able to grasp that keli then just with a finger. So we can do Kabbalah Saddam just with an etzba. And if we're saying that wherever something can be done with etzba, etzba means the right hand, and now we're explaining that Kabbalah Saddam can be done with an etzba alone, the halacha ought to be that Kabbalah Saddam should also be only kosher with the right hand. Elam Abaya, what is the basis of the machlokes between Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan? Mikra Nivrish L'fanav L'Akrav Tamasvi. The machlokes is that when the Torah uses this word, how do we explain the pasuk? The pasuk says, V'lokach ha'koyim b'dam al-chatas b'atzpa v'nosan al-karnas ha'mizbeach. The question is, how do we apply the word etzpa? Tanakhama says that we use the word etzpa both on what it mentioned before and after. Before the word etzpa, the pasuk was speaking about Kabbalah Saddam, V'lokach ha'koyim, and the word etzpa is also used for the parash, for the words afterwards, V'nosan al-karnas ha'mizbeach, which is the Zrika. Whereas Rav Shimon's opinion is that no, we only use it on La'achrof. The word etzba is put on what's mentioned afterwards, the din of Zrika Saddam. The word etzba isn't referring to what's mentioned earlier, the Kabbalah Saddam. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Hoder Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. There's a third opinion. The opinion of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon's son Rav Elazar, has a third opinion. Mafka Medavua, which is different than his father's opinion, or Mafkum the Rabbanan. And it's different than the opinion of the Rabbanan. The time, because the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kom Makom Shnema Etzba Kabbalah. Wherever the Torah says the word Etzba regarding the Kabbalah, the Torah means Etzba regarding the Kabbalah, and therefore, Shina B'Kabbalah, if somebody did the Kabbalah with the left hand, the halacha is that it's possible, but Nesina, the coin to belongs if somebody did the zrika with the left hand, it's kosher. Certainly, the Mefarshim point out that he agrees that l'chatchila should always be done with the right hand. The question is only with the yevid. Furthermore, he says, kamakush nema etzba benesina. Wherever the Torah says etzba regarding the nesina, shina benesina pasul, the Kabbalah, if he did it, the Kabbalah with the left hand, it's kosher. So the Gemara explains it. Heichen nema etzba benesina. Where does the Torah use the word etzba regarding the sinah? The ksiv, because the pasuk says v'lakachta b'dam apar v'nesarta al karnas ha'mizbeach betz be'echop. This is the par hamiluim. This was the par that was brought during the Shiva Shimei Miluim. The Torah uses the word etzba at the end of the pasuk. V'ksavar mikra nidrish l'fanav, and he says we should apply the word etzba to what's mentioned immediately prior to it, which refers to the nesina, which refers to putting the blood on the mizbeach, the laila funaf, but not to what it speaks about before that, which is the Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore the halacha is that it should not, that the Kabbalah need not be done with the right hand, ala akrof, nor does the pasuk refer to what's mentioned immediately afterward, which mentioned immediately after is the zrika of a regular carbon chattis, and therefore according to Rabbi Elazar, he holds that the halacha is that even regular zrika doesn't require the right hand. So it turns out that the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Shimon is that whereas the Tanna Kamma held that the word could be taken to what's right before it and right after it, he holds that it goes right before it, but he also disagrees with his father, that his father says that the pasuk goes on what's after it. He doesn't agree with that either. He says it goes strictly on what's immediately before it. Amar, Rabbi Bechara, Amar Birchim, Kamakum Shinem Etzba the Kuhuna, wherever the Torah says the word Etzba and the word Kuhuna, and al yamin, it means it must be done with the right hand. Says the Gemara, Ksaka Daita. The Gemara and the Havamin assumes that Tartibin, that we need both words, both the word Etzba and the word Kuhuna. Kiksiv, as the Torah actually says regarding the Karmen Chatos, V'lokecha Koy Medama Chatos Betzboi. The Torah uses both the words Koyin and Etzba. V'yalef, and there we're going to learn with Xer Shav from Mitzayra, where there too the Torah says the words V'tavol HaKoyin Es Etzboi HaYimonis. The Torah used the word Etzba and the word Koyin to teach us that when you have both of those words, when you have a subject that has both of those words, that's when it has to be done with the right hand. Ask the Gemara V'rei Kemitza, when it comes to the Avoid of Kemitza, the like Siba El Kuhuna, that there the Torah only uses the words Koyin. And yet, we learned, the Mishnah is going to teach us, the Tanan comments the small apostle, that Kemitza done with the left hand is disqualified. Ella, Amar Rava, we have to reinterpret what we just said. You don't need both words. Ella, Ay Etzba Ay Kuhuna. Whether it's just the word Etzba stated, or just the word Kuhuna stated, that is enough to be an indication that the right hand must be used. Ask the Gemara, Amar Le'abayo, Harei Alokas Avaram Lekedis. We know that every morning the first coming that was brought was the Talmud Shel Shachar. And when the Talmud Shel Shachar was brought, they had a pious, they had a goyrel, they had a lottery, who would carry what up to the Mizbeach of that carbon. The Torah says there the word Kuhuna. The Ksiv, Vikr V'Koin Es HaKol, Vikter Mizbeach. V'Mamar, this refers to Aloch Sevarim L'Kedis, bringing up the different organs to the Kedis. Tanan, Haregel Shemin, B'smoiler, or Beis Ar L'chutz. The Mishnah says that the kohen who got the first gairel carried up in his right hand the head of the animal, and in his left hand he carried the right hind leg of the animal. And it was carried in a way that where it was cut, which is the exposed, not nice part, should be facing the kohenim, facing the kohen, not facing the tzibur. But he carried it in the left hand, and he was saying that the left hand, where the Torah uses the word kohen, the right hand must be used, and he was saying that they use the left hand. Answers the Gemara, ki amina ay etzbay kuhuna. Where does the Torah say, where does the Gemara mean that if the Torah used either the word etzba or the word kuhuna, it must be done with the right hand? It's strictly by an avoida, but dover amakv kapara, by an avoida which is absolutely essential, domina mitzayra, just like the avoida that the Torah speaks about by the mitzayra. This avoida, the avoida of carrying the environment in mizbeach, is not absolutely essential, and therefore, there, even though the Torah uses the word etzba, it doesn't mean that it has to be done with the right hand. Ask the Gemara, v'rei Kabbalah. Well, let's talk about the Kabbalah of a carbon, the Ksiba Kuhuna, where the Torah uses the words Kuhuna. The pasuk says v'hi krivu b'nei Aaron haKohanim Sadam, v'dov ha'akiv kaparahu, and certainly Kabbalah Sadam is essential. Yet v'tanan kibu b'smol pasul Rashi Machshir. Hakir Shimon says it's kosher. The Torah uses the words kayim, and this is an avoided that's essential. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon will indeed hold Tartibai, that it has to have both the word kayin and the word etzba. In the absence of having both of those words, the right hand isn't essential. Ask the Gemara, is that true? That me by Rav Shimon Tarti. Does Rav Shimon require that the Torah write the word both etzba and kahuna? And only then is the right hand absolutely essential. But Tanya, Rav Shimon Aymer, come makam shenem yad, wherever the Torah writes the word yad, ein el yamin, etzba, ein el yamin. So you see that according to Rav Shimon, just the word etzba alone indicates yamin, even if it doesn't have the word kohen along with it. Answers the Gemara. Rav Shimon's opinion is as follows. Etzba, if the Torah uses the word etzba, it means the right hand, must be the right hand, loy by kohen, even without the word kohen, kahuna. But if the Torah just writes the word kahuna, b'ina etzba, for us to know it means the right hand, you also have to have the word etzba along with it. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so it turns out that the word that makes the difference, if the right hand is absolutely essential or not, is the word etzba. So why does the Torah have to write the word kayin lamali? Be kahuna. To teach us that the avoida has to be done strictly when the kayin is wearing the big day kahuna. Ask the Mefarshim, we've already learned previously that the Kohen must wear the Big Day Kahuna. Why does it have to say it again? Answer the Mefarshim, because we would think that the Kabbalah Sadam, which doesn't bring the Kapara, unlike the Zrikas Sadam, which brings the Kapara, therefore Big Day Kahuna maybe are not essential. That's why we have the word the Kahuna to teach us that they are. Ask the Gemara, for Ezekiel, the like Sibu El Kahuna. What about Zrika? Where the only word used is the word kohen? Zok v'nei Aaron kohanim es domim l'zbeach v'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah zark b'smol pasul, that if zrik is done with the left hand, it's pasul. The like Paul of Shimon, Shimon doesn't disagree. I according to Shimon, if the Torah just uses the word kuhuna, we're saying it's not clearly an indication that it must be done only with the right hand. Amar Abaya Paul b'brayse, Rav Shimon does disagree. Because the Braisa says, Kibo b'smol, the opinion of the Tanakam is possible, Rav Shimon machsher, Rav Shimon says it's kosher, if the Kabbalah was done with the left hand, and similarly says the Braisa, Zorak b'smol, the opinion of the Tanakam is possible, Rav Shimon machsher, Rav Shimon says it's fine. Why does Rav Shimon say it's fine? Because according to Rav Shimon, since the Pasuk only says the word Kahuna, the Torah doesn't use the word etzba regarding Zrika, and if the Torah doesn't use the word etzba, then the right hand, according to Rav Shimon, is not essential.